اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم dear respected brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Let's Read and Recite the Quran Kareem Level 2, right?
Yes.
A series of foreign sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School Network and the students of Sevier International. So thank you so much for joining us. Alhamdulillah, we have been learning the Quran Kareem. Now our friends here, they are able to read the Quran Kareem, and I hope that this series of sessions have been useful and beneficial for you. And we hope that you are, inshallah, able to read the Quran Kareem, right? Since we are learning step by step how to read the Quran Kareem and how to recite it fluently, right? So we were talking about stopping at the end of words in the Quran, yes? Or making a pause. And while we are reciting, for example, we go out of breath, yes? We cannot breathe anymore. I mean, we don't have enough breath, okay, to continue the ayah or continue that line or that sentence of the Quran. So in this case, what should we do?
Pause.
Surely we have to make a pause, yes? Otherwise, we cannot continue.
Yeah, we'll die.
So if we make a pause, what should we do with the word?
There
are many rules, yes?
Yes.
Okay, yes?
Oh, the rules that we learn for ending... In the ending of the ayahs, we should do them there.
Yeah.
And when we start, we want to start, we should start one or two words before.
This. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذا.
Great. Look, we are now talking about how to make a pause.
Yes.
Then, inshallah, we'll say how to start.
Sorry.
We'll talk about how to start the ayah. If the word that we want to make a pause on it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If the word itself has a sukoon, what should we do?
What?
For example, in the Quran, we have Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar fasalli lirabbika wanhar. Wanhar ends in sukoon. Ra has sukoon. What should I do?
Nothing.
Har. Lot. Just nothing.
Should I change the sukun to some harakat?
No.
No? Mahdi?
Har.
Can you just read it?
Just read it?
Yeah, you can stop because there's already a sukun.
Ah, it has already a sukun.
Yeah.
Minhal Hussain, what do you think? What do you think, Minhal Hussain?
One har, you just read it because the ayah is about to finish.
It has already finished. And it has ended with a sukun, right? In a sukun. So... no need to change it to sukun because it's already a sukun.
Yeah. You change it to sukun.
We're making pauses to make it sakin, okay? But sometimes there are some changes. So how do you read?
If the ashad one is ending with the, it's not ending, it's ra, what we should do?
The word has a ra and it has a tashdid?
Yeah.
One har. We say like adu. Other letters, yes?
Yes.
For example, it's ending in ta. Late, for example. Yeah?
Yes.
A nabr sound. Like this kind of.
Unziler.
Yeah. So, Mahdi, what did we say? If the words end in a letter which has sukun, no need to change the sukun to anything because we already have a sukun, as Mahdi said. Okay? Next one. One more thing. For example, another example. Let's say with this. Fakabbir.
Fakabbir.
Fakabbir. But there is, inshallah, we'll talk about, okay, there is one changes. Look, you don't say fakabbir. Ra has a heavy sound, yes?
Yeah,
awesome sound. But here, because we have kasra before it, we don't do it this way.
Yeah, you said.
Fakabbir. Inshallah, we'll talk about them. No, like kha as well. Yeah? Kha as well, qaf as well. All those eight letters that we practiced, that they produce a heavy sound, okay? Inshallah, sometimes they will produce a light sound as well. They will not be pronounced as kha, a sound, okay? While they have a kasra, or a kasra is before them, and they are sakin. Like fakabbir, you say. Fakabbir, masir, ir, okay? Khabir. Okay, inshallah we'll talk about them. So the word itself has a sukun at the end. You don't need to change. So if the word Mahdi, if the word ends in alif maddi, what should you do?
Read it.
You read it?
Yes.
How do you read it? Recite Surah Al-Duha.
Wait, no. You change into a sukun.
Change it to sukun?
Yes.
Okay, read Surah Al-Duha once.
Well,
hey. No, recite it. Just, you know it.
But I don't know.
والضحى والليل إذا سجى a sound.
Yes.
So there will be
you have to read it.
No change.
No change.
There will be no
same
change.
As sukun.
Yes, the same as sukun. There will be no change.
But any other harakat, you have to change the sukun.
Yeah.
You study right.
Okay. So and also sometimes look, we have qala. We have qala. Qala means one person said, yes?
No, it just meant said.
Yeah, just one person said. Qala. It's singular. Okay? Qala. Two people said. Okay? Qala. One alif it has. Qala, qala, qalu. Qalu means three or more people said.
Yes.
In the Quran we have.
Qalu.
Okay. Qalu subhanaka. The angels, all the angels say. So they are plural, yes?
Yes.
So if it ends with alif, which talks about two people, yes? Qala. In Arabic we have one person, two persons, okay? Two people. Then we have three more.
Yes.
Like this. But in English we have one and then plural. Two, three, all are plural.
Yes.
But in Arabic it's not.
Yes.
In Arabic we have one, two and then plural one. So if it ends with alif that talks about, that gives the meaning of two, so you just do not change it. Because if you change, if you say qala, qala, two, if you change it to qal, it means one person said. While the meaning of the word is two people said. Yes? So the meaning will be changed.
Yes.
So here we don't change the harakat. Yes. Understood?
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
So what do we say? قال
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 If it is one person قال قال لا ألف مدي two people قال one person So if it ends with لا we change it to سكون قال
قال
That's it But with ألف at the end we don't change it okay yes. That is pronounced the same Understood
Yes
So let's go and practice some verses of the Quran, page 441. Then, inshallah, one more thing is here that we will be talking about the letter ha. Sometimes the letter ha, sometimes the letter ya, okay? Sometimes the letter ha, sometimes the letter ya. They will be ending in sukun, but you need to prolong the sound. For example, lahu. We'll talk about it, okay? We'll talk about it. So, recite a salawat first, then we will go. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So, Respected brothers and sisters, as you're listening to us, we are on page 441, Surah Yasin. Last sessions we practiced as well this surah, yes? And I told my friends to practice them at home, inshallah, and now they have practiced. Inshallah, we'll be reading and reciting here, okay? You have not? Okay, I will punish you.
Sorry, I know all of Surah Yasin.
Okay, mashallah. So let's go on. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
Okay, at the first word I want to make a pause. Yes, at the first word I want to make a pause, okay? How should I do?
وضرب
It has a sukun. No change.
وضرب وضرب
Oh, but there is one change.
Yeah. Why you need to make a pause when you have read, then you can read وضرب
For example, I want. I like it. So, yes, when I have breath, I have to go on and continue, okay? So, what the sukun it has, but it has a bouncing sound as well, yes? Let's continue.
وضرب لهم مثلا
وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا
مَثَلًا
You made a pause, that's why you said مَثَلًا
وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ
وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ
أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ
So if I make a pause at qariya, I say qariya.
Qariya.
But if I continue
qariyate
connected to the next words, I will be pronouncing the harakat, yes? And the ha will be again changed to ta. Yes? Let's continue. Idh ja'ahum mursalun, I will read the whole ayah. So you need to take a deep breath, okay?
وَضُرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ
وَضُرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ إِذْ جَاءَهَا
Great.
Id.
I made a pause.
Yes.
Id. I want to recite from the first, and maybe my breath, okay, does not help me anymore, okay? I should make a pause at id. So how do I make it? Look.
وَضَرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ إِذْ
No more breath, okay? So, idh.
Idh.
Yeah, because it has sukoon,
yeah,
no changes. Imagine. Right, Hadi?
Idh ja'aha.
Idh ja'aha.
It is correct. It is correct to make a pause, but the meaning is not understood, okay?
Yeah.
When, okay, look. Idh ja'aha
al-mursalun.
So, thank you so much. Inshallah, we'll continue the rest of the page, inshallah, after a break, okay? Let's recite a salawat and give thanks to IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International School
Network
that they are holding this kind of sessions. Thank you so much. Recite a salawat. We will be back, inshallah, okay?
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International School.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.